Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
On this final culminating week of January, wow. You know, I bet a lot of you are thinking it seems like January has been years, and yet it's a blink of an eye. And here we are. The moon is waxing. The energy is building, and we are getting ready. Every being in this planet is in a moment of quantum expansion, and literally it's kind of a once in a blue moon event, and we have so much to share today.
We live in a most dynamic time, and it's a time to kind of have a smile on your face because
that's you better.
Because the propulsion that is lifting us, the momentum that we are carrying, the stories we are telling ourselves, and the lives we are living are beyond our expectation.
You know, I love that, Sri. The stories we're telling ourselves and the lies we're living. Wow, that's a loaded gun, if ever there was one. And guys, you know, speaking of a loaded gun, I was told by our producer right before we got on the line that right before we got on the air today, that all the lines might have been full, but hey, you don't know, give a call. Get into this show. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008 for your mini soul reading requests, your sharing, your comments. We love to just connect with you. Hold on to that number if you call in and it's busy, because as soon as we would hang up with someone, you could try and get into the queue.
And we are really delighted that once again, we are together as a community of enlightened souls.
Ooh, yay! Woohoo! I love that.
A community of ever-lightening souls. Because it's so easy to get heavy, isn't
it? Yes, oh my gosh.
It's so easy to get bogged down, to get worried, to be preoccupied and depressed, and pick a word that you don't enjoy, and that's probably available too.
Well, you know it is. You absolutely know it is.
You know, and we're at a time in our history where we can truly make a choice to choose to keep our eyes on the divine, to look beyond the appearances and look at the essential, or to get lost.
Woo! Well, you know, that's really true, Sri. And here's the gift, my angels, is that we are in. I think in order to really talk about right now, let's go back, right? Let's just go back just a little bit of time. Let's go back to December. Doesn't that seem like forever ago? So let's go back to December 2017. And in December of 2017, we had the first of these three super moons appear, and this was very, very powerful. Then we had the second one come in, which was the first of these blue moons, came right around the time of the new year, January 1, and now here we are. This is the completion. Now, I really enjoy referring to this as the bridge trinity. And let me hang in with me, guys. Let me share with you why. As you know, if you've been following what we've been sharing, if you look at our YouTube videos, and hey guys, you know, spoiler alert, there's a new one coming out in just a day with all the new ascension symptoms, plus we're going to have the February revelations out in about 2 days. So here's the key. If you've been following everything, you know that when January opened, it opened up the year of anchoring stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda. And this is all about first, second, and third traditional chakras finding their way, finding their peace, finding their love, finding their joy, finding their ability to sustain the multidimensional presence that you are. Well, January opened up a three-month period of the primary Shanti Bhakti Ananda energy. Now, we're going to be playing with this energy all year, but that's why I'm calling these triple moons the bridge trinity. It opened up with the first moon in December. We had that middle moon, right there at New Year's, which really was kind of like the December 31 through January 2 timeframe. And here we are, guys, we're in it. It's happening this week. It's happening right now. And so you are at this moment of being able to be standing in the Merkaba of divine ascension. Because when we take a triangle, right, the three, so imagine these three moons as those, that triangle, as that upper triangle, and then we look at these first 3 months and we unify the two. February is going to step us into the middle. And this is another reason why you've got to be here next week when we do all of our February predictions and revelations. So what's happening right now? What's happening this week? Well, multidimensional space has anchored in a new way. And as this multidimensional space has anchored in a new way, it has ignited, and I mean like with a blowtorch, this quantum expansion. Now, remember, guys, energy is neutral. We're just doing kind of our quick recap, Sri.
Yep.
So kind of looking at a lot of things at once, and I appreciate that we might be throwing a lot of things at you at once, and maybe for some of you it's new, and if it is, we apologize. Just try to hang with us. Since energy is neutral, and we are the ones who interface with that neutral creation, then right now we all have an opportunity through this quantum expansion to soar on the divine presence of January, that beautiful Shanti energy that I deserve because I was born, I'm at peace with the world, I get it, I'm ready to go, and then come forward into our manifested divine nature to take this thing to a whole new level.
A whole new level means we have to bring the energy of love forward. Mm. There is no new level without bringing love forward.
And I have to jump in, Tree, because even the word love has a lot of misnomers around it.
A lot of misunderstanding, a lot of distortions in the public text of love, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
But truly, the energy of love, the energy of love is grounded in an unconditional acceptance. It's grounded in a peacefulness. And that peacefulness allows for creation to reveal itself.
Ooh, I love that. When we are at peace, that's true, because we allow flow.
We allow flow. And that's really what's upon us. We have been moving past this jettison experience of December into the 1st of January,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, where we have the opportunity to get clear about our vision, get clear about our intentions, and to set them in motion. You know, clarity plus energy creates manifestation.
Woo, baby.
And it's the passion with which we hold our dreams that allows us to manifest. However, if we're not at peace with ourselves, if our dreams, our visions don't have a weaving of love that's universally beneficial, they'll never really get the momentum that you would like them to have.
Well, now I gotta jump in here, Sri, because you know, here we are, January. Today is January 28th as we're filming this show, or recording this show, whether you're getting it live, whether you're getting us in the archives. The reason I wanted to kind of put that little date stamp on it is because here we are 28 days into 2018, and so much has happened. So much has come forward that many people would be challenged to find their peace. And here we're sitting here talking about it. And we're talking about how this bhakti energy was the ascended version. Remember, guys, the third and the fifth dimension, this is part of what happened. This is part of the explosion when that arrow of energy hit New Year's Eve. It was like this beautiful, I'm going to use the word crystalline cocoon that assisted the third dimension to fully anchor and the fifth dimension to fully anchor after they have spent the past many years twinning. And so now these twins are fully birthed. And this is why it is so important to pay attention to the energy that you are anchoring into your divine presence. Remember, guys, 2018, in the span of 2015 to 2022, in that span of the ascension escalator, 2018 will be the year that everyone will look back at and go, wow, it was like a little anomaly in the midst of everything that's happening.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that the experience of shifting dimensions doesn't come with a place card.
Right.
You know, there's not a little a tag hanging in the visual side of your vision saying, okay, now entering the fifth dimension. it doesn't work that way. What happens is that in your moments of non-attachment, you might say, moments of where you're not preoccupied mm-hmm. by other things, you may notice that things have a different quality of coloring, of feeling, of, and even your thoughts have a different space. You may not start noticing the space between things.
Yes.
There's a variety of indicators, but the main thing I want to get across is that it's very easy to be in the fifth dimension.
It is, you know, super easy. Thank you for saying that.
And you're actually doing it probably quite often.
And, you know, as you're doing it quite often, one of the things that happens by being in the fifth dimension is that you begin to relax the, and I'm going to use the word addiction here, guys. I'm going to put a capital A on it. You begin to relax the addiction to third dimensional energy, third dimensional drama. You know, the things you were talking about earlier, the lies we're telling ourselves, or the lies we're living in. And I forget your quote. It was so good. I repeated it, but now I'm forgetting it.
Well, here's the thing is that when you find yourself in those moments where you're beginning to orient more toward an authentic state of being.
Exactly.
The outer world, the world that you were playing in, starts to look a little absurd. You know, it's just like, I can't believe things are this distorted.
But yet, and on the flip side, and this is what's so important to remember, is that for those that are in that energy, your world looks just as distorted to them.
And that's where a little humility and love need to come
forward. Exactly. It, the truth of love, not that manipulated, distorted view of love.
It's because everybody is on the journey that is appropriate for them for their greater revelation and expansion. And so while we may not understand, approve, or even want to participate in some journeys.
And nor do you have.
And nor are you required to referee.
Exactly. In any way.
Every path is valid.
And guys, I know that that can be a hard pill to swallow when we see so many things happening. However, it's really about where is your consciousness anchored? Are you anchored in the third dimension or are you anchored in the fifth dimension? Because the fourth dimension right now is so tightly woven to the planetary thought body of the third dimension that, again, the only way, and literally, forgive us for even sharing it as an absolute, but the only way you can lift through this is through your consciousness. It's about the recognition of the divine within. You know, Sri, I'm really enjoying that you opened up with, honestly, one of my all-time favorite sayings from Archangel Zadkiel, which is, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. When we keep our eyes on the divine at all times, that means we see the divine aspect in everything, even if we don't understand it, even if in the moment we're crying through it, even if the moment we're horrified through it, there is this deep sense of witnessing the energy that is having the density experience and loving it as a mother would love a young child, sending it that reassurance. This is part of the quantum expansion experience, is being at that level of, you know, forgive thyself, thy know not what thy do.
Well, and what we're talking about is a deep-seated trust in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
When our mind gets distracted, when our emotions get triggered, if we still have a sense of trust,
yes,
that it's going to be okay, that the higher good will be served, that it will be revealed to me later.
This is shocking.
Yes.
See, that is absolute shanti, and I love that you're saying this, Sri.
And that is what cultivates the true bhakti.
Well, but you need that shanti. You need the peace.
You need the peace.
And we still are here in January, guys. Remember, we're bridging into this bhakti energy. We're bridging into the second chakra. But in the energy of this extraordinary, you know, guys, let's talk about what's happening this week. Okay, this is the third. This is the triple of these three supermoons, right? So this is a supermoon. This is a blue moon because it is the second full moon in January.
Yeah.
And this one comes with a full lunar eclipse, making it also a blood. It is a blood red supermoon. Now, I don't even know that has been in our vocabulary before, because I was reading somewhere that the last time this happened was in the late 1800s.
Yeah, these things don't come around very often.
No.
But more importantly, is just consider them filters or lens caps on the projector of the universe.
Yeah, baby.
Because as these celestial events happen, they are actually pulsing and kind of bending the energies that are in the soup in which we float.
Oh, I think they're doing more than bending them. I think they're having a really good time with them.
And so this is why we want to talk about quantum expansion, because we are at the time right now where you don't have to go incrementally. In fact,
yes, you have a right to jump.
If you bring a left brain, linear, incremental attitude toward your personal growth, toward our world, you're actually doing yourself a disservice. You're making it harder than it needs to be.
And that's your choice.
And you can
you
do that.
Know, you know, I just want to jump that in here because, and the key, my angels, is if you find yourself having that type of an experience, to immediately use that experience to ignite yourself, ignite the master within, to remember, hey, wait a minute, that was the illusion trying to take me away from the truth of who I am. Yay, thank you for reminding me. Because the minute you catch yourself is the moment of mastery.
It's awareness that will set you free.
You know, in every way, and it brings me to another one of my favorite sayings, Sri, and I have to share it because this saying comes from Violet Ray Shiva, and it's one of my most absolute favorite sayings, and it's very simple, guys. You ready? This is from the Violet Ray Shiva. We fall asleep so that we may heal. And when we are healed, we awaken. And so are we not at the moment of the great awakening? Awakening, being aware, you know, everyone that's asleep is still healing. And so how would you treat someone who's in a recovery room, right?
Yeah, you don't go poke them with a stick and say, wake up.
Exactly. You don't scratch open the wound, you know? We fall asleep so that we may heal. Now, yes, not everyone will heal in this lifetime to the level of consciousness that you're already at. And that's 100% okay, because they are playing their role perfectly. Without them, you would not be. And again, we're in this moment where we're culminating this trinity that began in 2017, kind of the closing trinity of 2017, as we're in the center of this opening trinity of 2018. It is a powerful moment, guys. And I would say, if I was to use one word for this coming week, it would have to be blast off. it really would. It would have to be blast off. And so it's extremely important to really talk more and anchor this Shanti energy as part of your multidimensional manifest experience. Now, we have so much to share, but our lines are just slammed. And I know there's people that are waiting to call in as well. So let's go ahead and start saying hello.
We're going to do it. We're going to head to line two and say hello to Patricia from the UK.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Oh, thank you. Hi, seeing Kira. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, my angel. Thank you for being here.
Wow. Yeah, I think the thing that's concerning me, so I'm hoping a soul reading will ignite and help that. I find your teachings so simple, so clear, and feel very in tune with that. And it's as if my mind knows it, but my body and my emotions are in a real sort of closed place. I'm scary to myself. Obviously, the fear is very strong. And it's like, how have I got into this place? And just a soul reading that would help me
Got it. Oh, Patricia, first and foremost, my angel, I want you to go ahead and if it's safe for you to do so right now, and I'm doing this with you, I want you to put both of your hands right around your belly button area. And you might find that maybe one goes a little lower, one goes a little higher. You might find you have them both together. It doesn't matter. And if it's safe to close your eyes.
I've got to hold on to the phone.
Okay, that's fine. Then put one hand there.
Just one hand.
Yeah. One hand is fine. Hold on to the phone. Are you able to close your eyes for a moment?
Yeah.
Good. And so I want you to close your eyes, having your one hand there, and I want you to relax, and I want you to hear this message, because I have tears in my eyes, and they are just streaming down my eyes right now. And this is coming to you. It's so funny. The being says, I am Charlemagne, and I am the explorer, and I am the one who comes with great wisdom to ignite thee. And then I'm seeing this being on a horse, but behind this being are all these angels. And I mean, there's so many. They're like an army of angels. and they're all gazing at you, and they're marching up to you. And I want you to imagine yourself right now draped like a queen with this beautiful crown on your head, and they are all before you kneeling on one knee, and they are saying, "Our most beloved one, you have merely forgotten the truth of who you are. And so we are here with you. We are here to support you. We are here to walk with you. We are here to remind you. You already hear us in the soft whispers of your mind that you have chosen to not listen to. And so we come now with this force and strength so that you may lose all sense of being alone and recall how truly divine you are." And and as they're saying this to you, I'm watching them, and they're behind you. It looks like Archangel Raphael has stood up and is, it's like he's tying the back of your, like this crown was tied on in the back, and he's playing with all the ties, and you're giggling and giggling and giggling, and I'm watching you going, "I remember, I remember, I remember." And they're saying, "When the mind of this world seeks to take who you are, remember this moment. Claim it through your breath and let go of the doubt, and you will find us before you, guiding you and offering you the wisdom you need." And so it is. I am honored to meet you, most beloved one. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Namaste.
You know, many blessings indeed. You know, it's oftentimes we simply forget that there are so many helpers standing by us, willing to catch us if we should slip.
In every way. And, you know, I just have to say that I really appreciate that Patricia was on first this morning, because how many of you listening out there have had those moments of, why am I depressed? Why am I feeling this way? Why, you know, my mind or my wisdom knows. And guys, this was last week's show topic. Mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of love that as we're talking about all this bridging energy. Her session was kind of a bridge from last week's show into this show, because last week's show was very much about calling forward and not forgetting.
Absolutely. You know, we have another first time caller standing by on line 5. So let's say hello to Teresa from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome to the show.
Namaste to you, too. I've been listening to you for several months, and your words have so resonated with me. I was hoping for a mini soul reading, but just this week, January, as you have said many times, really challenged me, and mm-hmm. in the form of, I work in a very dangerous neighborhood, and I asked a local kid to stop damaging something, and he threatened to kill me. And so I'm trying very hard not to hold on to that third dimension fear, but I know it's sort of here, and I'm hoping maybe the mini soul reading could help me deal with that.
Wow, you took my breath away, Angel. I mean, first of all, you've taken my breath away because you're so magnificent. Your energy field is so big. Oh my God, you are a force to be reckoned with. And the other reason you took my breath away, oh my gosh. And the other reason you took my breath away is there's it's like this Metatron energy. And if you feel up into your crown chakra right now, I feel like there's 1,000 little fingers tickling the top of my crown chakra as I'm sharing this with you. And the message that's coming in right now is indeed, you are a force to be reckoned with. And because your power is gaining, your internal power and your auric field is amplifying, those that are unable to meet that level of consciousness will feel, they're giving me a picture. So the picture they're showing me is, you know, when you take two magnets and you reverse the poles and you try to stick them together and they just won't stick? Yeah. That's what's happening right now, that you are becoming more robust. And they're saying that this being has played their role, and it's a dual-fold role. The first is to recognize that you are more powerful than you've given yourself credit for, and you are more protected than you may be aware of. The second is to pay attention to the message at the level it was given, so that there are some things that you'll want to do. And they're saying over the next few weeks, they're saying to correct an imbalance that will assist you to be more successful and assist others to receive your power in a way that will cause them great peace rather than polarity. And so Metatron is with you. Metatron is guiding you, and you are amazing. And I am so honored to connect with you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you, and I hope to connect with you in the future as well.
Many blessings. Namaste.
You too. Thank you. Namaste. Wow.
Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, I really feel compelled that, wow, do you feel that? You guys feel that? I'm still catching my breath.
Take a breath, relax.
Wow.
And the more we tune in with each other, the more we realize that every reading is for us as well.
Well, and I also have to share that, you know, as we're heading into this February energy, and February, guys, is beyond big. It's just beyond powerful energy, short, intense, big energy. But what I'm looking at is, look at our readings so far. We had a legion show up for our first caller, beautiful yeah. Patricia from the UK. We have Metatron showing up here for Teresa. I mean, there's this power, protection, and guys, multidimensional connection. And I want to share with you, if you have not checked out, please, please, please go to SriAndKira.com, right on the homepage, learn about the program we're doing in July. We are filling, I've never seen a program fill this fast. It's amazing how quickly this program is filling up.
A beautiful community is coming together to be with us in the Andes in Ecuador, July 2nd to 5th. As we learn to consciously live our ascended mastery as we transit dimensions.
Well, and we're going to be, you know, guys, this is. I think the reason it's filling so fast, Sri, is because this is a firsthand mastery experience. This is that unified presence of ascended numerology, quantum clairvoyance, and cosmic life regression. And, you know, when those three come together, your Avesa quantum vision opens, and it really does shift your life. And this is also a certification program. So for those of you that would want to give these readings professionally or be a professional numerologist, ascended numerologist, very, very different. This is the ancient Essene mystery protocols. And it can only be delivered. That's why we've never done this way before, because we had to be in this moment of anchored multidimensional space. So again, guys, with everything that's happening right now, I just with all my heart, what are you doing the first week in July? You know, if your heart's calling you, why don't you join us here? So just go to SriAndKira.com, and it's right there on the homepage. Click on Between Dimensions, Living Ascended Mastery. Check it out. Join us. Now, Sri, I don't know about you, but my breath, and I'm thinking about, you know, this blue moon energy, this full moon energy, the bridging energy of this week, the quantum expansion is at hand. And guys, how many of you, as I'm connecting with my breath right now, why don't you bring a hand to your heart? And I mean, connect with your breath. What's going on? Whew, maybe take a deep breath. Yeah. Notice how you're feeling, right? Notice how you're feeling. And just allow that breath, because this is part of that amplified energy that's building with the moon.
Yes. And we are participating in this, and yet parts of us, meaning our earlier caller shared, that her emotional body and her physical body, for that matter, seem to be responding to a fear-based reality.
Yeah.
And have a little mercy on yourselves.
Have a lot of mercy on yourself.
Because, you know, your physicality is indeed responding to perceived threats and complications.
Yeah, in every way.
And your emotional body is your inner child. It's very easily alarmed, and it's equally easily reassured.
And because every being, now guys, this is without exception, if you are taking breath in any form, whether you breathe water or air or whatever you breathe, whatever you're breathing, if you are an animate object on this planet right now, you are experiencing this quantum expansion. And because of that, and because we live in this realm of allness, remember, here we are in this free will zone of allness where all expands and all has the opportunity to express. As we dive into February, especially this bridge week, we are going to start seeing multitudes of expressions and a rapid rise in manifestation of all energy. So the key is, how would you like that to be in your life, right? If you are diving in, if you're and there's still time to really call in and say, you know, I deserve peace. I am at peace with my life. I am at peace with my life. I deserve because I was born. Then that first chakra is going to stabilize, and you're going to find the gift of Shanti radiating through your bones. That doesn't mean you might not have moments where you feel like you've lost it. That's okay. You'll have the opportunity to bring it back in. And as you do that, we are birthing bhakti. And think about it. This is second chakra. What is the birth chakra? What carries, you know, that second chakra? We are birthing bhakti in a way that carries a quantum expansion manifestation. This is a big time, guys. So cut yourself some slack and keep breathing.
And remember, we are the wisdom accumulated from all of the years and experiences we've had. Mm-hmm. And so there will be plenty of moments where you might pause and go, oh, that's here again?
And then you, really?
And then we take a breath and we reaffirm the truth of our mastery. Every time we take a conscious breath, we are recentering in what some people call our higher self. But in fact, you're recentering into your authentic self.
And it is your authentic self. And remember that this is the year of anchoring stability. And so sometimes in order to find our stability, you know, if the pendulum has swung too far in one way, sometimes that pendulum swings all the way back the other way before it finds that nice stable center. This is why it is your awakened consciousness, your awareness through the healing process of your divine nature that will carry you through. Now, we have so much to share. We have tons of people holding on the line. We are going to get to all of that. But in this moment, we're going to take a quick drink of water. We're going to cut to a little break, and we will be right back.
Stay with us. We'll be back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are indeed delighted to be with you right now.
Well, we are, and we are honored because here we are in this extraordinary quantum expansion moment in the waxing energy of this incredible final of our triple moons. This one is a super blue blood moon, Sri.
Well,
say that one five times fast. I don't know that we even tried.
All I'm going to do is say thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Because truly, we're at such a magnificent time. And if you can keep the energy of thank you in your heart.
Yes.
And don't hold your breath. Keep breathing.
Yes.
You're going to just ride through this with greater ease than you would have imagined.
Now, remember, as we're moving into this quantum expansion, there is not any being, any, that is immune to this. Every single being is part of this expansion. That's just part of the deal of being in a body of form right now and whatever body of form you happen to be in. However, you do have a choice as to the dimensional experience that you are calling into your life right now. And remember, there is this rich energy that is initiating this week, and you've got to be with us next week. We have a lot to share. But there is this rich energy that is manifesting this week that is absolutely filled with the ability to manifest with multitudes of expressions. So you're going to see a lot of things bubbling through the third and fifth dimensional filters.
Because the third dimensional filter is attracted to, you might say, concreteness. Mm. It's attracted to
linear
dance. It's also very much organized around what's in it for me.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of which me is talking, of course.
Uh-huh.
But that third dimensional energy is
not in conflict with fifth dimensional energy. It's just a little bit of oil and water. The two of them don't cohabitate without a few little sparks happening.
Yes.
And it's those, that transition between the two. Well, let me put it this way. In the fifth dimensional frequencies, we're able to manifest very quickly. In the third dimensional frequencies, it takes a lot more effort to manifest. So what happens when the two bump into each other? Once in a while, there's surprises. It's like the effort suddenly gets a little boost from the 5D energy.
Woo-hoo.
And things all of a sudden start happening. So in the context of your life, you're going to find that sometimes things that have been bugging you for years will suddenly clear. Or sometimes things you put off for years will suddenly be before you to complete.
That's true.
You know, and it's the same with your career. It's the same with your artistic creations. Is you may find that all of a sudden you feel a new wind under your wings, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing to just flow with. On the flip side, in the outer world of third dimensional realities, of those that are embedded in that experience,
which are all illusions anyway,
it's all for their soul's journey.
Exactly.
There's going to be, I'm not going to say anything other than there's going to be a little more of what you've seen before.
There's a rise in distraction energy.
With these bubbling ephemeral kind of screens of, call them like Twitter explosions. Or,
well, I love this. The other day we were watching that a documentary and we were learning about a term that you guys probably are familiar with, but something I had not heard before called brain hacking. And I found that to be very rich because that actually described the energy in the third dimension right now.
Yeah.
And it talked about how a brain hack is when a program such as, you know, like a Google or a Facebook or whatever is monitoring your activity and then starts encouraging you to become part of a group that theoretically is your like-minded group. And that when you get into that group, then they start literally shifting your thought
process.
Well,
they start putting links in front of you that promote their strategy.
Right.
Under the guise of
being like-minded.
Yeah. But there's always a hook. They're watching what you're searching. They're now getting a sense of where your emotional triggers
are. And without going that far into, because we don't want to go into that whole line of thought because we know where that can lead and you're welcome. And I'm sure many of you do that on your own enough already, but you're here with us right now. And what we want to share around that is if brain hacking is available in the third dimension, then the freedom from your brain is what's currently available in the fifth dimension. And that's what's so beautiful in the twinning earth. Each being's needs are being met. And the question is, where are you placing your attention?
And so it's a wonderful thing when we break free of any form of imprisonment, whether that imprisonment was self-imposed, a limiting belief, or whether that was encouraged in the outer world.
Right.
We grow through contrast. So there is nothing sinister here. There is ever-greatening contrast.
And we are at the moment of quantum expansion, which means what used to take years, honestly, my angels, can happen in minutes. And those of you that have taken our Quantum Clairvoyance Home Study Program know that when you dip into the quantum field, everything gets clear. And it's really a profound moment to be in that energy. Now, you know, Sri, speaking of a profound moment, every line is full. We have all these amazing
people. Let's say
people.
Hi to folks. We're running to line 3. And we're going to say hello to Haas from Singapore.
Another first-time caller. Namaste, beloved angel.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm so grateful to be here with you. I've been up all morning and I haven't gone to sleep, and I'm just so grateful to be able to have this moment with you. Well, I just want to say that before I start asking for soul, mini soul reading, I just want to say that you guys have really opened up for me in so many ways to help me tide through my difficult moments in my life. Started in 2015, and right now in 2018, I am at a space where everything is like so positive, and I'm still clearing a lot of things in terms of finance and a lot of other issues, but I'm at a very happy space. So today I would like to request for a mini soul reading to have some insights about my plans to take my trainings and career to the next level, like on online platforms and all. Thank you so much.
Well, Angel, thank you for the gift of connecting with you. And I just want to share with you that as I was connecting with you, I saw you, the only word I could use, and I hope it's beautiful enough to explain it, it was like this golden Kuan Yin energy came in around you. And I'm watching your ears get very ornate and very big. And there's this beautiful, beautiful like headdress. I don't want to use the word crown because it's very much a headdress, but it's very, very symbolic. And your hands are relaxed by your side, and I literally see gold coins pouring out of one and water pouring out of the other. And as I share this with you, the message that is coming in feels very much like it's coming in from the goddess Kuan Yin. And what she's saying is this: remain in the humility of your divine presence. Stay focused on that which you have now called forward, and rest assured all is in divine flow. It is your time. She also keeps using the numbers 4 and 6, and that's really making me think about April and June, but also the combination, which would be 10. And in the ascended numerology world, you know, that's a very, very powerful number. And so some benchmarks for you this year are going to be April, June, and October. And it's like, I just want to say your success is, it's already, this is already done. You're just catching up with making it manifest into the world. And look at your timing and getting through today. That's the energy that just opened up. So, yeah, so I love this. I think this is a miracle, and I'm so happy.
Thank you so much. And you know what? You just are so beautiful, both of you. I just want to say I'm so grateful for people like you to create this thing on the platform, and you have helped and healed so many people. Just know this. And I'm in Singapore, in Asia, thousands of miles away from you, and you are just here and you're present. Thank you so much. And you know, whatever you said, I have visualized and I have seen myself with this headdress and a crown. And someone had mentioned to me before that there's this Kuan Yin energy around me, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you, my angel. Many blessings.
A big hug to you.
Thank you. Big hug. Thank you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, angel.
Bye-bye. And let's all take a breath and just center ourselves, because this is a divine community.
Well, you know, it is. And I was smiling, Sri, that, you know, over the New Year's, you guys know, we were very, very blessed to have an amazing group of people here during the New Year's. And we actually had a woman here from Singapore during New Year who flew over.
Yeah, it was truly a delight. And we're going to just keep rolling here.
We've got
more callers standing by.
Yeah, so we're going to go to line one and welcome Sonia from Georgia. Namaste, angel.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you for, I'm so happy that I got on the call. I just would love, I had a bunch of questions to ask, and then I'm in surrender mode, and I just, I've just been having a lot of crown activity, and I would love for you to touch on that, and a mini soul reading would be amazing. Thank you.
Well, only as amazing as you are, my love. And I have to ask you a question, because it's partly because of your mini soul reading. Have you been noticing the time slips or the heightened sense of deja vu lately, or kind of that sense of like, wait a minute, did I just see something out of the corner of my eye?
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, my husband and I were sitting in bed, and there was a blue light like a little fairy being or a light being, and it went over my head, and I go, hey, did you see that? And he goes, yeah, I saw one downstairs too.
And this is why I'm asking, because that's going to get bigger. What's going on right now is that you are actually, you know, and I love again that you got through on the show, because a lot of people I know are going through this right now. We are in this moment of quantum expansion. Everything is manifesting. Everything is amplifying. And your energy field right now is really aligning with the fifth dimension. But there are, it's interesting, they look like little threads to me. There's these little threads that are pointing back to the third dimension that kind of carry some remnant doubts. But you've got these golden threads that are reaching up into the seventh. And you've got to come to next week's show, because that's part of what's happening on the planet right now. So the key is for you to really, and all of your guides are just screaming it in unison. And that's why my voice is getting so big while I'm talking to you. And they're all saying the same thing. It is time to trust yourself implicitly. And that if any doubts come up, to smile, laugh, giggle, do something different when you doubt. These visitations are getting stronger. And the next time you have that sense of, hey, did you see that? Stop. Hand to heart, close your eyes and ask. Ask for the direct connection. And the more you do that, the quicker this is going to anchor, the more stable things are going to be. And it's like I see this huge new portal opening up for you, and the creation energy is rocking awesome. So I love that you got through today, my angel. It's such a gift to connect with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I just had a massive energy blast off as you were talking. So, yay!
Yay! We yay with you, Angel. Many blessings. Oh,
thank
we
you
love
you, love
honey.
You.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is quantum expansion, isn't
well,
it,
Shreya? Well, it is. And I just need to step in for a moment and remind our listeners that it is the feeling of the electricity. It is the feeling of the joy. It is the feeling of the beauty. It is the feeling of the peace. It is the sense of, yes, I can. All of these are the qualities of the higher dimensional experience.
Yeah.
This isn't just about pumping yourself up emotionally. This is about living full time in the energy of divine creative flow.
Well, this is the yoga of self-ascension.
It is. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking out the window right now, and I see
and
the
gorgeous
green mountain with the sun radiating and dancing. And I'm reminded that we get to share with the world TOSA Blue Mountain Sanctuary in the Andes. And that this sanctuary, the vibration here is radiating at seventh dimensional frequencies, which
yeah.
makes it very easy for the visitors to come and start learning the difference between the 3D, the 5D, and the 7D.
Now, guys, we're hoping this week, in all honesty, Sri and I got hit with a very fascinating physical thing that we've been transiting the past couple weeks. Excuse me if you hear that in our voices. However, we're going to be throwing up a page on shreyandkira.com. Hopefully later this week, you'll find a new page on Blue Mountain Sanctuary where we can get some of these pictures up so you can connect. Because you really, if you can't make it here, connect with the photos, connect with the energy. And speaking of connection, Sri, let's say hi to another caller.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to run to line two, and we'll welcome Starcatcher from New Jersey.
Namaste, beloved angel.
Namaste. So excited.
Hi.
Yes,
it is.
I would greatly appreciate it if I could have a mini soul reading, and if it could have something to do with my life purpose, that would be cool. And if it doesn't, that's cool too.
Oh, well, you know what's cool? You are. You're a radiant being. You really are. I love, love, love connecting with you, because it's interesting. As you're speaking, you've got this melodic rainbow, you know, like I was going to say it's a rainbow, but then I realized that the rainbow was made up of what almost looked like notes, and it was many different languages. And as I'm sharing that with you, I want you to also, boy, lots of crown energy today.
Yeah,
Mishri,
yeah.
I want you to feel up into your crown chakra, because again, my crown chakra is just like tingling. And I've got my hands, I've got my elbows bent. I want you to do this with me if you can. I have my elbows bent with my fingers pointed up toward the ceiling, and I'm wiggling my fingers. And if it's safe to close your eyes, do that. And all of these very bright, very bubbly, very crystalline beings are gazing at you and saying, your purpose is already being revealed. Pay attention to the power of your divine wisdom and how you express that in the world. And as you do, you will discover the message that is waiting for you to, the word they're giving me is deliver, give, make available. And so you very much have this energy of the wise teacher, and your words are very important, whether they're spoken, whether it's just the energy of your presence. And so they want you to have that energy received today. And so I'm very grateful to give that message to you from them today, and just feel my heart around you, beloved rainbow girl.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, and we love you. We many, many blessings, Angel.
Thank you.
Namaste.
I think my dog's talking to your dog. Yeah.
I know. We're trying to keep them quiet, but they're like, hey, where's my friend?
All right. Well, beloved community, Thank you.
Many blessings.
Here we are. We're on a roll. We're saying hi to so many beautiful beings.
So many people holding. And hey, we have a birthday girl.
We're heading to line 5. And let's say happy birthday to Kathleen from New Mexico.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. How can we serve you on this beautiful day?
Well, I'd like to have like a birthday reading or something like that. Yesterday and today, I've been feeling physically really, really bad.
Mm.
And the astrology, you know, in my chart is really pounding at me, and I'm just wondering, it's like, you know, where am I going? What should I be doing? I'm just, you know, I don't know. It's like I wanted to have a happy birthday, and it's just not turning out that way, you know? It's like I'm feeling that I need to stay home and be quiet.
Well, you know, sometimes staying at home and being quiet can be a nice thing to do. And I do need to share with you that as you were speaking, this beautiful group of ascended masters came in around you, all decked out for your birthday, by the way, all of them looking very radiant, very and lots of violet, by the way, lots of violet, lots of white, lots of blue. And they're all saying the same thing, that it is time for you to relax and laugh at that which is seeking to claim your joy. And they just keep saying the same thing over and over again. Relax and laugh, relax and laugh. So if today you're meant to stay home, put on a funny movie. Just dive into relaxing. Take all the pressure off of yourself to do anything else except relax and laugh. And they're saying, so they just keep repeating it over and over again. And I apologize because they want me to keep saying it over and over again. As you relax and laugh, the rest will flourish. And so my angel, today on your happy birthday, relax and laugh and know that even getting through on your birthday today was a miracle, and may that ignite even more miracles for this beautiful year ahead. Many blessings, Angel.
And are they going to help me with my cat's healing and my healing as well?
That's part of the relaxing and laughing. It's like everything is in that energy, everything. And so I just can't stress it enough. Relax and laugh and allow that to come through as a beautiful divine gift. And so it is. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You guys are both so wonderful. I want to heal myself and my cats, you know?
Perfect. Relax and laugh. We love you.
And so as we take a breath together, beloved community, let us remember that each of us is part of a huge crystalline web of light, and each of us is contributing to that beautiful sensation. And we have time.
Ooh, right, we do. We can squeeze in another first
run really
quickly.
Let's run. We're going to line 3, and we'll say hello to Dee from England.
Namaste, Dee. First-time caller. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm just so full of so much love, and to be able to speak to you, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. We're excited to talk to you. How can we serve you?
I have been experiencing basically the person that I felt was my twin flame. I'm not sure. And I'm so heartbroken. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. And I know I have a purpose in this life, and I know what my purpose is. And I feel God around me, and I feel all the energy around me and flowing through me. But right now I'm just in such turmoil. And I'm
We're running out of time, I got it. I hear you, and I'm sorry, but we're running out of time, and I want to get you your reading. So take a breath, and I want you to hear one thing. This for you is going to be a very profound year. 2018 for you, by this time next year, I see you smiling, I see you dancing, and I see you saying, if I'd have known it was going to be this amazing, why would I have ever even for one moment hesitated? And in order to get there, these beautiful beings around you, they call themselves the family of spirit from whence you have come, are whispering in your ear saying, trust us, take our hand, let us guide you, and feel the peace of knowing your infinite presence. The love that you know is yours to claim is around you. Fear not, move through this time and flourish. And so it is, my love. And I'm sorry I had to cut you off so quickly, but we're running out of time, and I'm grateful you connected with us, Dee. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Indeed. And beloved community, as we take this moment right now to breathe in consciously, let a smile come to your face.
Because you are expanding on a quantum level and everything is manifesting.
Quantum expansion is your natural way of moving.
Woo-hoo!
It's your natural way of manifesting. So let it educate you as we make the leap to ever greater realms of peace, love, and joy.
Because what happens when you allow yourself to finally accept your divine nature? What happens when you free your mind from self-imposed limitations and open to the unlimited streams of consciousness from the universe? That, my angels, is self-ascension, and it is your moment. And we love you.
Until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.